I had one of the most strangest weeks I've had in a very long time. Last week was weird. It was so weird. It was so strange. And now, even looking back at it, I can't figure out how I got past last week, honestly. The way things transcended, how the events occurred one after the other. I'm still in shock, man. I'm still like, okay, this happened. And I couldn't shake the feeling that God was trying to tell me something. So here's what happened. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 173, and I am your host, Awina Awiti. So how have you been, honestly, you guys? Happy new month. Yes, we are in September. We are in September, man. The year is flying by so fast. I'm like, like, bro, I'm barely surviving. Anyway, happy new month. I hope, manze, you're gearing up to end the year with the bang, because, yo, it's crazy. It's crazy how time is flying by so fast. Someone say that life or time, something like that, time and life all together haven't been the same since 2020. Like, things just changed. Since 2020, life has never been the same. People have never been the same. The world has literally never been the same. It's crazy. Anyway, welcome to a new episode. Before we begin this episode, if you want to be part of our series, Watch Unspoken Story, check the link on the description. Fill the form. I'm going to get back to you. I've recorded actually a lot of stories, a couple of them. Let me say a lot, but a couple. And I'm still editing. Editing now is the worst, is the hardest part. Okay, not the worst, but the hardest. Because I love editing, but it's a lot of work, so just bear with me. But I'm gonna be dropping them one by one, but that's why I just want to batch record them, so that when I start post-production, I just be dropping every week. Yeah, so if you want to be part of our series, What's Your Unspoken Story, yo, the stories I'm getting are juicy. I can't wait for you guys to watch this, man. I cannot wait. So if you want to be part of our series, check the link on the description and fill the form. Anyway, I was telling you guys how I had the most strange week last week. Last week was weird. And to think that it just started on the first day of September, the weird week. It started just on Tuesday, actually. On Monday was just like a normal day. I was chilling. I had a good day on Monday last week. But then Tuesday, all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose, bro. And things are just weird. But before I get to what happened, the same week, last week, I had a plan. I had plans. I was like, it was the week where the Rema Fest, or I prefer to call it Rema Fest, was happening. It was taking place last week. So the Rema Fest is like a concert. It's like a Christian concert hosted by pastors where they bring pastors, apostles, ministers from across Africa. There were people from Nigeria. There were pastors from Nigeria, from ministers from Nigeria, from Uganda. So it's a Christian concert. And it was actually my first time attending one. It's crazy how I have never attended a Christian concert. How weird is that? Kazi nikwenda. Kazi nikwenda. I'm a piano, the soul fest. The Kodong clan, but today I've never been to a Christian concert. So last week was actually my first time attending a Christian concert. And honestly, I had fun. I had a blast. I saw Sinach perform live for the first time. Imagine seeing your favorite gospel minister, someone who you love the music, their music touches you, like it communicates to your soul directly, and then you see them performing live. It was insane. So it was just, it was a good first time experience. I learned a lot of things about, of course, faith, Christianity, religion, and just the Bible entirely, because those pastors out wamesoma Biblia. Ushiona mtu amesoma Biblia, and how the first thing I learned from last week, for you to be a pastor, you have to be extremely confident. You have to be actually a good speaker to be a pastor. I was hearing those pastors preach. Every pastor had the same message, because they had a theme. It was called rebuilding, time for rebuilding, something like that. But so those pastors, they had like this, they were preaching the same message, but their message was coming from different Bible verses. They had different scenarios, different case scenarios, different experiences, and how they put their words differently, how they delivered their sermons in a different way. And it's got me thinking, like, bruh, being a pastor is a divine anointing, bro. It's a calling, actually. Of course, it's a calling. Everyone knows that. But, bro, those people, the work that they do, it's insane. So, why I say last week was a strange week, I won't say what really happened, because I don't feel like saying it, man. It was just strange. It's still strange. I don't feel like, of course, going into the weird details, but yeah. It was strange because have you ever been in a situation where you're scared of something happening? Like, you're really, literally scared of something happening. Okay, now, you get to live your biggest fear. And then your biggest fear literally happens before your eyes. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you're scared of something happening, and then it happens. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, basically. So that is what happened last week. And it happened that same week where I was going for my first Christian concert. Weird because it happened the first day on Tuesday. The first day of September this month, and it happened on that day when I was planning to go for my first Christian concert. So this thing that happened, it was like a temptation. It was like, I feel like it was God, like I said, I feel like God was trying to tell me something. So it was like a temptation. It was one of the biggest temptations I've had in my life, man. It was like a huge temptation. Something happened to prevent me from going from this Christian concert. Something big really happened, and if I didn't believe in my faith as much as I do, I would have said, okay, I can't go, like, honestly, I'm not in a good place to go. But this thing happened, and I was like, bruh, I have to go to Rema Fest today. I don't care if I can go tomorrow, I can go the other day, I don't care, I have to go today. There's a reason I have to go to that festival, to that concert today. I had to go. And this thing happened, and even my friend was telling me, like, we don't really have to go today. You're not okay. Let's wait. We can go tomorrow. We can go the day after tomorrow. And I'm telling him, no, bro. I can't sleep. I can't stay here. I have to go today. That's what I'm saying. Last week was a strange week. Another weird thing that happened last week. So, have you ever gotten to a point in your life where you just need your parent? As a kid, you just gotten to a point where you're like, no, I need my parent. Only my parent can help me with this. That was last week. This thing that happened, I was like, no, I feel like I just need my dad. Like, it's so rare, actually. It's so rare. It's so rare for me to even accept that, yo, I need to talk to my dad. I need to talk to my dad. It's always, yeah, it's weird. Because, like I said, my dad and I have, like, a weird relationship. So, that day I was like, no, I just want to talk to my dad. I know my dad is the one who's going to help me with this situation. I feel like I just want to talk to my dad. I feel like he's the one, like, I got to a point where I just needed to talk to my dad. I just needed my parent. I also, another lesson I learned from that experience is that no matter what age you are, you'll always need your parent. You'll always be a kid to a parent. You'll always be a child to a parent. And you'll always need your parent. As much as you're going to be independent, you're going to be out there in the world living free, almost 40. You feel like you don't need your parent. There's a point where you'll just need your parent. It doesn't matter how old you are. So I got to that point last week. So I text my dad. I'm like, hi, dad. No, I'm not okay. He calls me. And then we talk. Of course, I tell him what's happening and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into those details because that's another weird thing. Today, I'm going to be secretive a bit. This is like, I'm talking in parables. If you don't get it, because... So just follow this story. Just follow the story. So I called my dad. We talked. And then something weird that happened last week. And then there's something my dad told me that really... stuck with me. My dad told me that same week he was going to take his first Holy Communion. He was joining the Catholic Church. Honestly, let me say this. Since I was born, I have never seen my dad go to church. I have never. It's been a long time. You know, we didn't grow up together as such, but I've never seen him going to church. Maybe he has gone when I wasn't there, but according to me, I've never seen him go to church. So it's weird how I'm talking to him about this weird week. I call him and I tell him, Dad, I'm not okay for the first time. He was surprised. Oh, so this, what's happening? He called me. So this weird week where I'm attending my first Christian concert, I call my dad. My dad calls me and then he tells me, you see, you know what? I'm actually joining the Catholic Church. I'll be worshiping with the Catholic Church. So this coming Saturday, I'm going to be baptized. I've finished my communion classes. If you know Catholic, if you know a little things about Catholic, you know you have to take communion classes. I know this because I went to a Catholic school when I was in primary, and oh my, that's a story for another day. So yeah, my dad tells me this and. As much as I was going through my own stuff at the moment, that thing really made me happy. That was one thing my dad told me that I was happy to hear at the moment. I was like, okay, wow. So my dad is finally finding his way to God at his own time. That really made me happy. So my dad has finally decided, because my dad, I've never seen him go to church. I've never even known what he believes in, like, you know that. So having him tell me that, yo, I'm joining the Catholic Church. I'm done with my Holy Communion classes. I'm going to be baptized this Saturday. Oh, I was so happy to hear that. So that's another weird thing that happened last week, because it's not every day my dad gets to seek the light. It's not every day. It's been a long time coming. That's honestly a miracle. It's a miracle. So that's another weird thing that happened last week. Like I said, last week was just strange. So back to Rema first. So this day that I'm telling you, something weird happened. This is on 1st September. I can never forget that date. September 2026. It was on a Tuesday, last week on Tuesday. So I went to Rema Fest, I think in the evening at 4 p.m. after everything had happened. So I went there with my friend, and then the message, what the preacher was just preaching about, what the apostle was preaching about, I think that message was just directly for me. That is why all these things happen on that same day. Things that wanted to prevent me from going to attend this concert, my first Christian concert, all these temptations are happening. And then I get there, and then the pastor, the message, there's this specific message that the pastor said that stuck with me forever, that in fact, it will stick with me forever. He said, when we have God in us, He is the voice of all our hopes. When we have God in us, He is the voice of all our hopes. That line alone was enough for me to believe that God was trying to tell me something. From the entire day, from everything that happened on that day, God was trying to tell me something. God was communicating. God wanted me to receive this message. And another thing, the same. Okay, this is the next day because I went for two days. So I went on Thursday again at the Rema Fest, and the pastor there, the pastor that preached, there was this message. He said, "In the beginning, God." The first verse in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, it starts with, "In the beginning, God, ... And that was the message from the pastor. In the beginning, God. So basically, he was trying to say, center God in everything, bro. Seek God, center God. Know God. Build a relationship with God. Have a personal relationship with God. He said, Christianity, all these things we do, going to church, praying, fasting, they don't matter if you don't have a personal relationship with God. They don't matter if you don't know God. So the message was, know God, bro. Like, seek God, seek His kingdom. We all have goals. We have goals to be great. We all have goals to live impactful lives. We all have goals to live a blueprint, to live a life that pleases us. But he said, before for us to achieve all these things, even to achieve the riches, we all want to live a good, comfortable life, be wealthy, to get riches. He said, for all of these things to happen, for us to achieve all these things, starts with one thing. It starts with one person. It starts from somewhere. It starts with God. So, in the beginning, God. No matter what you're doing, God. No matter the dreams you have, God. No matter what you're going through, God. Especially when you're going through something. No matter when you're happy, when your dreams have come true, your prayers have been answered, God. He also said how sometimes we drift away from God when we feel like we've got whatever we wanted from Him. When our prayers have been answered now, we feel like we don't need God. We drift away from Him. So he said, when you're celebrating something, when you're happy, God. When you're sad, God. So in the beginning, God. Center your life around God. Seek God. Seek His kingdom. And everything you want will be yours. That's why he said, when we have God in us, He is the voice of all our hopes. Once you have God in your heart, once you have a personal relationship with God, once you know God, once you live a life that pleases Him, He's the voice of all your hopes, everything you want, all the dreams you have, the desires you have. You're all gonna achieve them. You're gonna get them because you have God in you. You've seeked His kingdom, His presence. Basically, that was my biggest takeaway from last week, from everything that happened to me last week. Also, another weird thing happened last week. I applied for a certain job that I was so sure I'm going to get. That's why I'm saying last week was so weird. I applied for a certain job and I was like, ah, job ni yangu mse. Job ata nini fanyike bro. Ata kama na bana ina ini yangu. Because it was basically everything I loved doing. Hosting, being in front of the camera, talking under my upper. It was everything I'm passionate about. And when I saw the other entries, okay, let me be honest. I saw the entries from the other guys, the other contestants. I was like, okay, not so bad. Okay, not. I like have a chance. Have a chance. You know, when you apply something, when you do something good, when you put out something good, even your work, you yourself, you know, like this is something good. I put out something good. Even me, I was so sure. I was like, yeah, this job is my shock on me. I didn't get the job. The candidate was chosen. I was like, bruh, what did this person even have over me? I looked at their video and my video, compared the two videos. I was like, honestly, if I was the one hiring, I would have hired myself. So it was weird. I was like, and I was so sure. My instincts are never wrong. Nowadays, I'm starting not to trust my instinct because my instinct squeezes and I let down. Normally, I used to trust my instincts. My instincts are never wrong. When they tell me this is something you're gonna get, I usually get it. I usually have my way. When it warns me, when my instincts, when my guts warn me about something, about someone, they're always right, half of the time, most of the time. But nowadays, my instincts are misleading me. Like last week I was like so sure, like, yes, I'm gonna get this gig. Then I didn't get it. That's another weird thing that happened. The fact that I'm saying it was a weird thing that happened. It's like, you know, when you're fighting for your life, like I said, I was going through a lot. When you're going through a lot of things, but then you still have to show up for work. Ugh, it was so hard. I still had to apply for this. I had to edit. I still had to. Oh, it was so painful. Like I'm going through something. I'm crushing. But let me tell you something that really stood out again last week. I hope you guys mnashika story yangu. Something that also happened last week that really ilifanya. I was so calm. That's why I'm saying last week was a strange week, you guys. Because my biggest fear happened. That's that Tuesday. What I'm telling you is something happened. That major thing that happened, it happened. But I was calm. You know when you've always dreaded something happened, how scared you are. But then it happened. And it finds you so calm. You're not even scared. That is how I was. That just goes to show you how God was trying to tell me something. God was like with me all the time. Was like, dude, this girl. Like God was my comfort. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, but I was so calm. Normally, I usually crash out. People who know me, I am a crash out. I will crash out. When I'm going through something, the whole world, like, I can't hold it anymore. I'll crash out. I can't crash out. But that day, I was so calm. I was just so calm. I was like, I'm waiting for the afternoon to go for the concert. I was like so calm. And even my friend was like, bro, I'm gonna shtuk. He's like, why are you not panicking, bro? And I was like, I'm just calm. That's another strange thing that happened. I've never been calm in such a weird situation. I'm always crashing out. So I was something weird. Was that I was so calm and things literally worked out. So another thing I learned from that situation is that, bro, learn to calm your nervous system or regulate your nervous system. Be calm in the midst of chaos. When you're calm in the midst of chaos, I think you figure out things way easily. I don't know. Things just work out in a crazy way. So just calm. And when you're calm, you think clearly and make wise decisions. You hear your thoughts. When you're calm, you also hear your thoughts. You know, when you're crashing out, you can't hear what your mind is telling you, what your brain, you're just crashing out. So yeah. Last week was a weird week. That's what I came to tell you guys today. And the message I got from RemaFest last week. So my first Christian concert. Wow. I have to attend more Christian concert because I loved it. I have to attend more Christian concerts. I've seen actually there's another one on 27th September this month. I have to go. And it's the best thing about these Christian concerts, they're free, absolutely free. Bruh, Fally Ipupa was juzi in Kenya here. That concert was like 8K. And look at Christian concert, free of charge. That's why I went out. That's why I was even telling my friend the other day that when end times are near, when end times come, don't ever say that you never received the word of God. Because the word of God is everywhere and it's absolutely free. Pastors are everywhere on streets preaching about the gospel. Ukienda pale archives every day in town, there's always a pastor preaching about the gospel of God. Everywhere, look at all these people, all these ministers coming from Nigeria, from all these countries, bringing to us the gospel. So when end times are near, don't ever say you never got the word. Don't ever say you never received the word because it was everywhere. So I want to take this opportunity. I want to be going for more Christian concerts. It's so inspiring. I get to experience God and worship in a different way, in a different environment, not just every day going to church. You get to experience different pastors from different countries and how they deliver the word of God and how people view life. Yeah, so it was an amazing experience. Definitely going to be going for more. So yeah, that's all I came to blabber today. I know I'm so low because last week, honestly, it drained me. But yeah, I'm getting the hang of it. I'm slowly getting back on my feet. And hopefully, everything will be better, right? Anyway, see you in the next episode. And I hope you learned something from my little strange week, my little crash out. And yeah, I hope something has stuck with you. See you in the next episode. Adios.